to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, Joel, still trying to reconcile with his wife and to communicate with his kids. And one of the things about my kids is I did listen to one of the older videos that I did for my, it was directed towards my wife or my family, I don't remember. But I mentioned in there how my wife and I would daily read a chapter from the Bible. We did this starting from our first night of marriage and continued on until she abandoned me. And, you know, I made the comment that occasionally I would be reading the Bible to a sleeping wife. Well, again, the issue is I kept it up. I read it irrespective. And, you know, my study has become obviously a bit more intense. And one of the things I want to make sure I do is, you know, we're called to pass this on to the next generation. And I'm afraid the next generation, specifically my kids, are not learning about what the Lord says in the Bible, because clearly, you know, the idea, well, take the obvious, the honor the father and mother, well, there's no honoring of the father, period. The allowing the dad to teach his kids, well, of course, that's being prevented. So and of course, you know, what is God's primary purpose for entering his creation? You know, it was that reconciliation thing, which is, again, something that's not lived out by my wife and so many members of my family or extended family. But I still need to somehow get to my kids to let them know that, again, the Bible is true and why. And, you know, I did a... I tried to explain that more than once. And, you know, so I did the video about what I call the Drafton Challenge. The Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And if you look at the beginning of that video, which I did send you a DVD of, if you look at the beginning of that video, there is a, you know, first part of it is why the Bible is true. You know, and... the evidence is overwhelming. I think it's fairly easy to contend for. And of course, one of the things that the Bible says is that you won't see this unless the Lord opens your eyes, which is the interesting paradox. But it is my hope that at least somebody in my family, my kids, ideally my wife, because I'm fond of her, would embrace those thoughts and, of course, live in obedience to Christ, which does include the reconciliation thing, because, you know, if it is that thing I point out in 1 John about, you know, if you say you love the Lord, don't keep his commandments, or you don't show love to a brother, he calls you a liar. So, I mean, it's kind of an issue. And that's why I continue to pursue the reconciliation effort. And one of the things I did with that disc, the DVD of The Bible is True and the Institutional Church is a Fraud, I've made some extra copies and sent some out. And you'll notice in today's postcard, I did a follow-up on to Rendry Cain's, specifically on that, saying, you know, am I right in what I claim? And that tomorrow's postcard, the intent is for Chris Bitterman, the same thing. Because what happens if indeed the Bible is true, and if indeed I'm reasonably correct in my exposition of what it means, and I present this case to my family, Renda Keynes, Chris Bitterman, to various institutions and so forth, and they say no, what does that mean? That's a rhetorical question. My lady, I love you.